So this is the Week of the Young Child, and we have two staff members from Columbia Opportunities, one in the Head Start program and the other in the Family Literacy program, Cindy Andrus and Sophie Becker.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
Sorry.
That was not Sophie.
Nor was that me.
Where shall we begin, Cindy?
Well, we would like to acknowledge, as you said, the Week of the Young Child, and particularly celebrate the quality experiences that the children have at Columbia Opportunities, both in the Head Start and the Family Literacy Program. And we'd particularly like to acknowledge the many dedicated staff who work very diligently throughout the year to provide those services to not only the children, but their families.
Now, they were saying you have 146 children.
Yes, Head Start enrolls 146 children throughout Columbia County, and they are 3 and 4 years old.
And how many teachers are there?
There are 6 teachers. We also employ 4 home visitors and 3 family workers and other staff to assist in the classroom and to provide support to the program.
So this is a pre-kindergarten program?
Yes, it is. Head Start was founded in 1965 as a part of the war on poverty, and since that time it has been providing comprehensive preschool services to children throughout the nation. And throughout the history of Head Start, it has been shown to give children a head start as they enter school so that they are more ready to deal with the challenges that they face there.
So you're teaching them social skills?
Yes. As you heard in the tape, they have many opportunities to interact with each other, with the staff. We believe that children learn best when they are active, so you can see that this is a very active and lively group. Children at 3 and 4 years old are learning a lot about language, so they have many opportunities to talk to each other, to listen to stories, to interact with the teacher, and to use language to express the many things they're learning about their world.
Are there special requirements to enroll in your program?
Head Start is focused on children from low-income families, so we do give priority to children whose families are at or 100% or below of poverty. Children do have to be at least 3 by December 1st of the year they enter Head Start, and they can be enrolled for the 2 years prior to attending kindergarten. And they do have to live in Columbia County.
And are they with you 5 days a week?
We have a couple of different schedules in our Head Start program. Many of the children do attend a 5-day-a-week class, but we also have some children who attend for 3 part days. Typically, those might be the younger children who are transitioning from home into the preschool environment.
Do the kids have to find their own way to the school, or do you have buses? How does that all work?
In a couple of classrooms, we are able to provide transportation, but at most of our sites, the families are responsible for getting the children to class in the morning and picking them up in the afternoon.
And the funding for the program comes from where? Is it a federal program?
Yes, Head Start is federally funded. We receive our funds from the Department of Health and Human Services through the Office of Head Start.
So Head Start is one aspect of the Columbia Opportunities. Another is the Family Literacy Program. Sophie, what would you like to tell us about that?
Well, we're quite a bit different than the Head Start program. In fact, we were started as Even Start in 1999, and our goal was to work with children and families who are low income and low literacy. So we can take children from the birth through the age of 10 at that point in time, and our goal was to really get them to the level that they were functioning on the same level as the children in school. So they were coming in at an even level with their peers. Since then, our funding has gone, and we've been very, very fortunate that we've had private donations. We've worked with Marlene Brody. We've worked with Berkshire Taconic. We've gotten money through the ARA grant a couple of years ago, and we've gotten money through the New York State Department of State. our funding streams. We're always looking for different types of grants to apply for. And so we work with the children, but we also work with the parents. We have on-staff tutors. We have a certified teacher who works with the adults, and we also work with teens. Even though we're talking about young children, our program encompasses the whole gamut. We kind of call it from cradle to grave. And we're housed in John L. Edwards. That's one of the differences, and we only serve families living in the Hudson School District.
And are the families, most of them, people who, for whom English is not a first language?
Many of them are, yes. I'd say about 85% to 90%. And we have families currently from Yemen, from China, from Pakistan, from Bangladesh, Mexico, and Guatemala.
All of whom live in the Hudson area?
Yes, in the Hudson School District.
I see.
And we do provide transportation. We have a classroom 3 mornings a week for young children. We take them from the age of 2 up till the age of kindergarten. And then we have an after-school program for the children in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade.
How long has this been going on?
Our program is in its 13th year.
I take it that not every community has this kind of opportunity from your discussion about funding, whereas as Head Start is across the whole country. Do you have any idea how many other communities do something similar to what you're doing?
Originally, when we started as Even Start, there were 82 programs in New York State. And then President Bush eliminated or cut back on the funding, and then last year President Obama eliminated the funding. So as far as I know, we're the only one definitely in the county that runs this kind of program, but there's probably a couple in the state left now.
Of the 82?
Of the 82, because no one has funding. Like I said, we've been very, very fortunate. We've had some great supports from different community organizations, from our agency, from the New York State Department of State, and that's really helped us to stay afloat.
And what's your total enrollment?
We serve about 38 families right now and about 65 children, ranging from birth through 12, and then we serve an additional 30 teenagers, and with a staff of 6.
I feel like we should give your contact information for people who might want to donate.
That would be wonderful. And we also have volunteers who have made a huge difference in our program. Mm-hmm.
I think you use some people from the RSVP program,
yes,
the Retired Senior mm-hmm. Volunteer Program.
Yes, we do. We do. And we've had people call us as a result of newspaper articles, different events that they've attended, and the volunteers have been a huge, huge impact in our program. And while we're talking about the Year of the Young Child, I'd just like to say half of my staff have been with me for the 13 years that we've been in existence, and they are phenomenal people. They do above and beyond. They love their job. They love the families that they're working with, and they're wonderful advocates. And our program could never happen without their dedication.
Do you work closely with the school district?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Mr. Spicer, we actually have an agreement this year. Some of our children go to Head Start, but the ones that come to us in the morning for our classrooms, they actually go to the UPK in the afternoon. So Mr. Spicer has left spots for our children to go, and then what happens is we feed them lunch, and then we transition them over to the UPK program so the parents don't have to pick them up. We provide transportation for every event in our program. So the kids come in with us in the morning, they're in our classroom in the morning, they have lunch, and then we walk them across down the hall to their other program, and then the parents pick them up in the afternoon.
I'm really impressed with both these programs. You tell me the size of your staff, it's really daunting to think about it.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Now, suppose someone is inspired to make a donation, how would they do that?
They can call Columbia Opportunities at 828-4611. That's, our community action agency. And if they'd like to volunteer or would like to come to visit or would like to donate materials, they can call me at 828-4360, extension 4322.
Is there a website as well?
The agency's working on, but we're on the school website a lot because Mr. Spicer is really good about getting our activities out there.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about either of these programs?
This is Cindy from Head Start, and I'd just like to let everyone know that we are currently accepting applications for 3- and 4-year-old children to be enrolled in Head Start starting in September of 2012. And if they are interested, they can call Head Start at 828-6312 between the hours of 8:30 and 4:30.
Thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.